This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Canadian officials confirm the shootdown of what they are calling a high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada. As VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports, this is the second such incident in just 2 days.
First word of the latest incident came Saturday from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a post on Twitter. He said he ordered the shootdown, explaining U.S. and Canadian aircraft had scrambled and an American F-22 shot the object down. The Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said U.S. President Joe Biden authorized fighter jets assigned to NORAD to work with Canada. Ryder said the object was first detected late Friday night over Alaska. That was just hours after a U.S. F-22 shot down a similar unidentified object spotted above Alaska. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The owner of the Russian Wagner Group private military contractor activity involved in the fighting in Ukraine has predicted that the war could drag on for years. Yevgeny Prigozhin said in a video interview released late Friday that it could take 18 months to 2 years for Russia to fully secure control of Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland of Donbas. He added that the war could go on even further, 3 years, if Moscow decides to capture broader territories. The United States blacklisted 6 Chinese entities it says are linked to Beijing's aerospace programs as part of its retaliation over an alleged Chinese spy balloon that traversed U.S. airspace. The economic restrictions announced Friday came after the Biden administration pledged to consider broader efforts to address China's surveillance activities. This is VOA News. 5 days after 2 powerful earthquakes hours apart caused thousands of buildings to collapse, killing more than 28,000 people and leaving millions homeless, rescuers are still pulling unlikely survivors from the ruins. Although each rescue elicited hugs and shouts of Allahu Akbar, God is great, from the weary men and women working tirelessly in the freezing temperatures to save lives, they were the exception in a region blanketed by grief, desperation, and mounting frustration. More than a dozen survivors were rescued Saturday, including a family of 5 and a 7-month-old boy baby. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Saturday he intends to return to Brazil in the following weeks.
The far-right politician made the comment during an event Saturday at an evangelical church in Florida. It's the first time that Bolsonaro has made a statement in public about returning home. Bolsonaro has been in the United States since December 31st, the eve of the inauguration of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as Brazil's president. There's been speculation during recent weeks on when Bolsonaro might return to Brazil, where he is the subject of several investigations into possible wrongdoing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
New Zealand's new biggest city were urged on, or people in New Zealand's biggest city were urged Sunday to prepare for the impact of a storm that buffeted Australia's Norfolk Island overnight. Gabrielle downgraded to a subtropical low pressure system from category 2 cyclone passed over Norfolk Island. Its most destructive winds missing the island. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins.
Severe weather is on the way. Weather is notoriously unpredictable, so we don't know exactly what that severe weather is going to entail, but everyone across the country should be prepared for that.
The focus shifts to New Zealand, 1,460 kilometers south, where the nation's weather forecaster warned of the storm's impact. Police were out in full force across France as protesters held a fourth round of nationwide demonstrations against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to reform the country's pension system. Over 960,000 people marched in Paris and various cities, according to the Interior Ministry. They held on weekends. Unions issued a joint statement calling the government deal a deaf move and demanding French officials scrap the flagship legislation of Macron's second term. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.